Part 8, Chapter 5. A haggard, nervous Turl approached the rendezvous. He drove his armored ground car with one paw and held the other on the firing triggers of the fully charged heavy guns. He had not figured out Jayed's presence on Earth. The Imperial Bureau of Investigation agent had been assigned to a lowly ore sorting post by personnel. Turl had not dared suggest any assignment. An ore sorter only worked when there was ore coming up at the end of shifts, and a fellow could disappear off the post for hours and not be missed, and reappear as though he'd been there all the time. Turl dared not put surveillance equipment near him, for Jayed was a past master at that, after decades in the IBI. Turl had tried to get Jayed involved with Chirk, his secretary. He offered Chirk wild promises if she could get Jayed into bed with her, with a button camera of the smallest size embedded in a mole. But Jayed had paid no attention to her. He had just gone on shuffling about, head down, giving the exact appearance of an employee up to absolutely nothing. But what else? That was how the IBI would work. With shaking paws, Turl had ransacked the dispatch boxes to home planet. There was nothing from Jayed in them. No new types of reports, no strange alterations of routine paper. Turl had spent agonizing nights going through the traffic. He could find nothing. Rumbling about, feeling like he was spinning, Turl had tried to figure out whether the IBI had invented some new means of communication. The company and the Imperial government did not invent things. They had not, to Turl's knowledge, for the last 100,000 years. But still, there could always be something he didn't know about, like writing on ore samples being shipped through. But it would take specially designated ore, and there was no departure he could find. The Imperial government was usually only interested in the company's ore volumes. The government got a percentage, but it could also intervene in matters of serious crime or intended crime. Turl could not find what Jayed was doing, and the appearance of a deadly secret agent on the base with falsified papers had not permitted Turl a single relaxed moment for the past 2 months. He did his own work with a fury and an impeccable thoroughness quite foreign to him. He got through investigations at once. He answered all dispatches at once. Anything questionable in his files was buried or destroyed at once. Turl had even personally overhauled and fueled and charged the 20 battle planes in the field so that he would appear alert and efficient. He had filed a banal report about the animals. There were dangerous posts in mining, slopes one could not get into, and as an experiment, ordered by Numph, he had rounded up a few animals to see whether they could run simpler machine types. The animals were not dangerous. They were actually stupid and slow to learn. It did not cost the company anything, and it might increase their profits in case the experiment worked out. It was not very successful yet, anyway. Nothing was taught the animals about metallurgy or warfare, both because of company policy and because they were too stupid. They ate rats, a vermin plentiful on this planet. He sent the report through with no priority. He was covered, he hoped. But 15 times a day, Turl decided that he should wipe out the animals and return the machines to storage. And 15 times a day, he decided to go on with it, just a little longer.